Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, do you love a good story? Great. Then you got to check out the Hashtag Storytime podcast. Each episode brings you the craziest, creepiest, and cringiest stories from YouTube, TikTok, Reddit, and beyond.
My story is about the time that I was broken up with at the 9/11 memorial. Twice.
Look, the internet is a dumpster full of stories, and I, your host, Will McFadden, dive in headfirst, sift through the flaming trash, and bring you nothing but treasures. Listen to all 21 episodes of Hashtag Storytime now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on this morning, let's worship the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Yahweh, Yahweh, hallelujah. Hi. We lift some high on this morning. Glory to God. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. And we worship him in spirit and in truth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We lift him high. We lift him high. We lift him high. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give God glory and we give him honor. Hallelujah. God, we come before you on this morning in the name of Jesus. Humble ourselves with a heart of repentance. Bowing to be God, asking for forgiveness. If we've done anything knowingly, unknowingly, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we cast every curse, hex, vex, and spell, spiritual wickedness in high places among the activity, prince of Persia, principalities, rulers of darkness, every imp, in the name of Jesus, and we cast it into the abyss in the name of Jesus. Render powers to confuse the language in the name of Jesus. We bind up every witch, warlock, soothsayer, psychic, medium, necromancer, witch doctor, voodoo doctor, those that cast spells, conjure up spells, send out spells, astral plane, astral project, in the name of Jesus. We cancel their assignment, render positive, confuse the language. We bind every spirit of backlash, retaliation, vindication, deceit and deception, torture, torment, spirits of manipulation, mischief, mayhem, malice, madness, vengeance, rage, war, In the name of Jesus, lust, bestiality, homosexuality, incest, perversion, adultery, resentment, rejection, unforgiveness, strife, gluttony. In the name of Jesus, we're in the power to confuse the language. We bind up every diabolical plot and plan of the enemy that's coming from the north, south, east, and west. In the name of Jesus. And we cast it into the abyss in the name of Jesus. We're in the power to confuse the language. We shut down first and second heaven. In the name of Jesus, we seal up every entry point, every point of entry, every doorway, every hallway, every crack and crevice, the atmosphere, every portal, every dimension, every interdimension, every destination, north, south, east, and west, northwest, southeast, in the name of Jesus, every wormhole, every dark hole, in the name of Jesus, and we seal it shut with the blood of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for your angels that you assigned to our life to serve, to protect, and to cover us, and to fight in war on our behalf, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for your consuming fire that's sweeping across the land, that's lighting up everything that is unclean, ungodly, unholy, that's abomination to your eyesight, ear gates, and nostrils. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. We praise your name, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your name, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your unmerited favor, your grace, your mercy, your loving kindness that follows us all the days of our life. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We pray for this earth and the inhabitants of this earth. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We pray for the sick and the shut in. We pray for those that are in mourning. We pray for those, hallelujah, here in the United States and those in Pakistan and Afghanistan and those in, Lord God, in the UK, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We pray right now, God, for those that are in governmental leadership, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the economical system, the housing system, the governmental system, the healthcare system, the educational system, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for you are the I am that I am. The Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom. You are Yahweh, Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Your promises are yea and amen. Hallelujah. Your word cannot return back unto you void, in the name of Jesus. For you are God that cannot, shall not, and will not lie. God, I thank you for signs, miracles, and wonders. And the work that you started in us, you say you shall complete it until the end. God, I thank you for knowing the thoughts and plans that you have towards us. Thoughts of good, not of evil, to give us expected end. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for preparing the table in the presence of our enemies. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, Lord God, for our coming and our going. I thank you for waking us up this morning. In the name of Jesus, getting us the activity, mobility of our limbs. In the name of Jesus, as we worship you in spirit and in truth. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we come together collectively and corporately, Lord God, to encourage one another, to lift each other up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I encourage you on this morning, hallelujah, to give God praise, to give him glory, to give him honor, to worship him in spirit and truth, to magnify him in the name of Jesus. For he is God, and there's no other God above him or below him. In the name of Jesus, he is Yahweh. He is Elohim. He is Adonai. In the name of Jesus, he's Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah. He's the I am that I am. Hallelujah. He's a great God. He's a merciful God. He's a faithful God. He's a just God. He's a mighty God. Hallelujah. And he's also a God of wrath. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, as we worship him on this morning, as we praise him on this morning, glory to God, in spite of what's going on around the world, in spite of what's going on in your own backyard, in spite of what's going on in your own home, in your own personal life, begin to just worship him on this morning. Begin to praise him on this morning, glory to God. Hallelujah. He's a faithful God. Hallelujah. I don't know what you stand in need of on this morning, but the Spirit of the Lord knows what you need. And just begin to open up your mouth and praise him. begin to thank him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. Glory to God. I don't know what you put at the feet of the Lord. Hallelujah. On last night or this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know what you believe in him for. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the word says now faith is the substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. Glory to God. You may not see it, but it's there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I pray for those that need a healing in their body on this morning. In the name of Jesus, may you feel the heat of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, glory to God, miracles of healing. Touch your body right now in the name of Jesus. That ache, that pain, that headache, that cramp, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. As the fire of God hits your body, wherever you may be here, hurting right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bind up diseases, infirmities, and sicknesses on this morning, in the name of Jesus. And we declare and we decree health and healing fall upon your body on this morning, in the name of Jesus. Somebody may have a doctor's appointment this week, and you're expecting a miracle, and I'm here to encourage you on this morning. If you believe God, hallelujah. If you believe him, glory to God, trust him, glory to God. Believe him and have faith for your miracle in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for turning the situations around in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for opening doors that no man can shut. Thank you, God, for closing doors that no man can reopen in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for touching someone's heart on someone's behalf in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, as you're raising up a standard in the name of Jesus as we come before you. And God, we submit ourselves. We humble ourselves before you on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We go behind the veil with you on this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we kneel down at the altar in the name of Jesus. And we cast all that is weighing us down unto you in the name of Jesus. As we look to the hills, what's coming our help? Because we understand, Lord, that our help comes from you in the name of Jesus. Can nobody do what you can do, God? And we know this, Lord, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. For you are great God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You are a great God, a mighty God, and we praise your name. Hallelujah. As we worship you, we praise you. We magnify you, God. We glorify you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you in spirit and truth. And God, on this morning, God, we just come before you, God. And God, I thank you, God, for encouraging us each in the name of Jesus. And God, everything that is not of you, that is in us, God, I ask that you remove it right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Everything that someone spoke into our life that did not come from you, God, those false words of prophecies, those false words of encouragement, God, I thank you right now, God, that you're removing them right now. And God, you're filling us up with the truth in the name of Jesus, God, as we come before you, God. Hallelujah. And we encourage ourselves. We stay encouraged. We be encouraged, Lord God. We will not be dismayed, as you told King Jehoshaphat. Lord God, some, Lord God, are facing difficulty. Some of them are facing trials and tribulations. God, some of them are facing, Lord God, the unforeseen circumstances. And God, you told King Jehoshaphat, be not dismayed for the great multitude that's coming up against him. For the battle does not belong to him. For the battle belongs to the Lord. So I'm here to encourage you on this morning. How no matter what you are facing in this hour, you got to understand, glory to God, hallelujah, that the battle has already been won because the battle belongs to the Lord. God had those people, those armies turn against them own selves. King Jehoshaphat and all the children of Judea did not have to fight at all. Glory to God, because God told him, be not dismayed for the great multitude that's coming up against you. Glory to God, because that battle was not even King Jehoshaphat's. That battle belonged to the Lord. Glory to God. And I'm here to encourage you all this morning, that battle that you're in right now, you may be in a fight of your life. Glory to God, mentally, physically, spiritually, psychologically, and socially. God is saying to you on this morning that that battle belongs to him. Glory to God. Give him that battle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because the victory has already been won, has already been claimed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Victory is already yours. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The place that you're standing right now, Jesus stood at that same place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He walked that same journey that you're walking on how so long ago. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, you got to praise him when you're going through. You got to praise him when you can't find your way out. You got to praise him in the midst of trials and tribulations. You got to praise him when you're stuck. You got to praise him when all hell is breaking loose around you. You got to praise him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. The enemy, Satan, he more afraid of you than you afraid of him. Demons and devils, they're more afraid of you than you afraid of him. Glory to God. Because every time God gives you breath of life and wake you up in the morning, they tremble. Glory to God. Because they don't know what God has in store for you on today. Glory to God. They don't know the assignment that God has placing your belly in on this morning. Glory to God. So every time you step your feet on that floor, demons and devils tremble. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God has given you all power. He's given you all authority to trample upon scorpions and serpents and snakes. Glory to God. And these things shall not hurt you. They shall not harm you. Glory to God. You don't have to be afraid, because God has not given you the spirit of fear, but he's given you love, power, and a sound mind. In the name of Jesus, trust God. Take him at his word. Whatever he spoke over your life concerning you and your household, glory to God. This year, not even over with, God is still in moving up and down the earth, blessing those. Glory to God. The thing is this, when he comes knocking at your door, will you open? Glory to God, the door. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Seeking you shall find. How knocking, the door shall be open. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Take God at his word. Trust him in this hour. Glory to God. As we are upon some trying times in this world, the normal way of doing things has been long ago passed away. Glory to God. God moved us from the comfortable to the uncomfortable in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And now we got to trust him even more. Glory to God. See, we got, this world has to turn from its wicked ways. This world has to acknowledge God in the name of Jesus so that he can hear from heaven and come down and heal this land. Hallelujah. But not until this world turns from their wicked ways, God will not come down and heal this land. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the time of Noah, in the days of Noah, the lawlessness of man, they are lovers of themselves. Glory to God. And God is waiting for man to turn from their wicked ways so he can hear from heaven, so they will repent. Glory to God. This is a time to repent and acknowledge God and ask for forgiveness. Glory to God. Is this the time to go to your sister or your brother and get it right with them? Ask for forgiveness. Even though is this the time to go to that person that hurt you 3, 4, 5 years ago and tell them that you forgive them? Glory to God. Because you don't want to, when it's time, your time, you don't want to leave up off this earth and you have not forgiven. You don't want to leave off this earth and your heart is still bitter. Your heart is still turned towards rejection and resentment. Get it right in this hour with your fellow sisters and brothers in Christ. Get it right with family members. Time is winding down. The Son of Man is soon to come. Glory to God. No, I do not know when the Son of Man is coming back. He did not tell the angels. He did not tell Jesus. And he sure did not tell the prophets. Glory to God. He just told everyone. everyone to watch for the signs in the name of Jesus. And we're to watch as well as pray in the name of Jesus. We're to watch as well as pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're to watch as well as pray in this hour. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're to watch just as well as to pray in the name of Jesus. We're to watch just as well as to pray in this hour. Glory to God. Pray for your sister. Pray for your brother. Pray for your neighbor. Pray for your boss. Pray for your coworkers. Pray for the mailman. Pray for the police officers. Pray for the doctors. Pray for the nurses. Glory to God. There are so many people around the world, around the country that are in the hospital from COVID-19 and other sicknesses and illness and disease. Let me tell you something. The word of God says these signs will follow. Pray in the name of Jesus for the healing, the manifestations, the healing to go up into the hospitals. Pray for the manifestation of healing to go into your community. Pray for the manifestations of healing to go all throughout your family in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just as Jesus spoke to Lazarus. Lazarus was in a grave for almost 4 or 5 days now. Glory to God. His body was already stinking about time Jesus got to him. He was in a grave about 3 days, and his body was stinking. You hear me? His body was stinking, and his body was already in a process of deteriorating. And all kinds of stuff was probably taking place in that grave. Jesus got to the grave. He wept. He told them to remove the stone. And he yelled out, Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus heard Jesus' voice. And his spirit came back into his body. And he got up and came out the grave. Glory to God. How did that same power and authority that Jesus had to call forth Lazarus from death to rise up, you got that same power, glory to God, to speak to those that are on that deathbed and speak life back into their body in the name of Jesus. That one that is on life support, glory to God, you got that same power and that same authority by leading of the Holy Spirit to go up into the hospital, hallelujah, and stand at the foot of the bed of that person that's on life support and speak life back into them. And life will come back into them by the power and the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And God will raise them up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That same power and authority. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something about Jesus. Jesus didn't have to lay hands on nobody. The Messiah, the Yeshua, Yahshuah, he didn't have to lay hands on nobody. All he did was spoke it, and it came to pass, and it happened. That same thing, we can do the same thing. All you got to do is open up your mouth and believe and have faith. Speak it and it shall come to pass. Why? Because see, when you speak it and you say in Jesus' name, God has to honor it. Glory to God. How he said you can ask anything in his name. Whose name? In Jesus' name. Because the only way to God is through Jesus. Hallelujah. The only way to the Father is through his Son. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 He said he will restore the years that the cankerworm, the palmerworm, the locusts, and the caterpillar have eaten. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. God is a restorer. Glory to God. He's a God that will restore, bring restoration. Glory to God. If your heart is still broken, God can mend it like it was, make it look like it was never even broken. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you need deliverance, I don't care what you need deliverance from this hour. Glory to God. This is the hour. This is the time. Glory to God that you can receive deliverance. You don't have to pay for deliverance because Jesus didn't go to the cross. And he didn't say, y'all pay me some denarius and I'll get on the cross. No, he got on that cross a free will, hallelujah, and free mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, not my will, but your will be done, Father. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So whatever you need deliverance from, God is well able to do exceedingly and abundantly all that you can think and all that you can ask. And this hour, deliverance is yours in this hour. If you choose so, choose it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't wait until it's too late. Glory to God. Don't wait until tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised to any of us. Don't wait 5 minutes from now, because 5 minutes is not promised to any of us. Don't wait 10 minutes, because 10 minutes is not promised to any of us. Glory to God. You can receive your deliverance right now. Glory to God. You may not know him. Glory to God. But God knows you. Glory to God. You may not know Jesus. You may not know the Yeshua. Glory to God. But he knows you. You may be saying to yourself, I want to know him. I want to receive him in my heart. What do I need to do? All you got to do is open up your mouth and say, God, here I am, whatever your name is. And God, I would like to receive you into my heart wholeheartedly. I lay down my sins before you, Lord God. And God, I acknowledge you as my Lord and Savior in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. And receive into your heart. You may be saying, but prophetess, they told me I had to do all this. They told me I have to do all that. And I have to get baptized first before I get saved. No, you don't. You don't have to get baptized first before you get saved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can get saved before and then get baptized. It can go either way. Some people get baptized and then they get saved. Some people get saved before they get baptized. Some people receive the Holy Spirit, get saved, get baptized. Glory to God. Let me tell you something. Whatever it is, that's what God said it's going to be. Glory to God. You can get saved right now. Glory to God. You can be sitting down. You don't have to get on your knees. You can be sitting down, standing up, driving your car, and all you got to do is make the confession unto the Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So if you made the confession on this morning and received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you acknowledge him, if you laid down your sins at the altar on this morning, welcome to the kingdom of God. Welcome, my sister, my brother. Glory to God. You are saved. Glory to God. And now I will point you in a direction as you ask God to lead you to a fellowship, not the church. You might be saying, wait a minute, prophetess, not the church. Lead you to a place of worship where you can get baptized. Now, when it comes to the church, you are the church. I am the church. God said in his word that he's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. He was not talking about no building with no walls, no windows, no chairs, no drums, no microphone, carpet and all that type of kind of stuff. He wasn't talking about that. He was talking about you and I, because we are the church. Glory to God. So if you receive God as your Savior on this morning, glory to God, my prayer is God direct you to a place of worship where you can get baptized in the name of Jesus, or God directs you to the church. That means another fellow sister and brother in Christ, glory to God, that will walk you through the process of getting baptized. Glory to God. These days, people are baptizing each other in swimming pools in their backyard. Yes, they are. And you don't have to go to the local building and get baptized. There are people baptizing at the ocean, baptizing in a river. Glory to God. God did not tell us no specific place where to get baptized at. Glory to God. John the Baptist baptized them in a river. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, welcome, my sister, my brother. If you're one on this morning and you desire to be saved, filled with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, let me tell you something. You cannot teach somebody to speak in the Holy Spirit. If your pastor is trying to teach you and others in a congregation how to speak in the Holy Spirit, there's no such thing in the Word of God where it says that anybody taught anybody how to speak in the Holy Spirit. No, they were in the upper room having fellowship, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit just fell upon them. Glory to God. And they begin to speak in other languages. Let me tell you, can't nobody teach you how to speak in the Holy Spirit. But if you're here on this morning and you have a desire to speak in a heavenly language, all you got to do is open up your mouth and say, God, I desire to be filled, saved with filled with the Holy Spirit, and God will fill you. He will impart into you, hallelujah, heavenly languages, heavenly tongues, glory to God, with utterance unto him. That is a language that the enemy does not understand. That is a language that those demons and devils don't understand, because when you speak in the Holy Spirit and your heavenly language, that confuses the enemy, because he don't know what you're talking about. And that's the way you communicate with God. We communicate like I'm communicating, speaking in English, and we communicate speaking in a heavenly language. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is an awesome God. God is an awesome God. He's an awesome God.
I pray that you have been blessed by today's message. If you have a prayer request, you can email SharitaBrayMinistries@Outlook.com. SharitaBrayMinistries@Outlook.com. Or you can reach us by calling 641-715-3900, extension 884230#. Know that God loves you unconditionally. Know that we are so excited for your future. May God richly bless you and your household. Be blessed.